Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm joined, as usual, with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are excited to be here with you, Mighty Companion. Thanks so much for joining us today. And if you're new, this is the best hour. And we are journeying through A Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Today, lesson 74, There Is No Will But God's. You can find us at The Best Hour on blogtalkradio.com, or even better, join our mailing list at truthought.org, truthought.org, where you can learn more about our spiritual community. There is no will but God's. Before we begin, let's take a good deep breath and join together in silence. The idea for today can be regarded as the central thought toward which all our exercises are directed. God's is the only will. When you have recognized this, you have recognized that your will is His. The belief that conflict is possible has gone. Peace has replaced the strange idea that you are torn by conflicting goals. As an expression of the will of God, you have no goal but His.
There is a great peace in today's idea, and the exercises for today are directed toward finding it. The idea itself is wholly true. Therefore, it cannot give rise to illusions. Without illusions, conflict is impossible. Let us try to recognize this today and experience the peace this recognition brings.
Begin the longer practice period by repeating these thoughts several times, slowly and with firm determination to understand what they mean and to hold them in mind. There is no will but God's. I cannot be in conflict.
Then spend several minutes in adding some related thoughts, such as, I am at peace. Nothing can disturb my peace. My will is God's. My will and God's are one. God wills peace for His Son.
During this introductory phase, be sure to deal quickly with any conflict thoughts that may cross your mind. Tell yourself immediately, there is no will but God's. These conflict thoughts are meaningless.
If there is one conflict area which seems particularly difficult to resolve, single it out for special consideration. Think about it briefly, but very specifically. Identify the particular person or persons and the situation or situations involved, and tell yourself, there is no will but God's. I share it with Him. My conflicts about, fill in the blank, cannot be real.
After you've cleared your mind in this way, close your eyes and try to experience the peace to which your reality entitles you. Sink into it and feel it closing around you. There may be some temptation to mistake these attempts for withdrawal, but the difference is easily detected. If you're succeeding, you'll feel a deep sense of joy and an increased alertness rather than a feeling of drowsiness and enervation. Joy characterizes peace. By this experience, will you recognize that you've reached it?
If you feel yourself slipping into withdrawal, quickly repeat the idea for today and try again. Do this as often as necessary. There is definite gain in refusing to allow retreat into withdrawal, even if you do not experience the peace you seek.
In the shorter practice periods, which should be undertaken at regular and predetermined intervals today, say to yourself, there is no will but God's. I seek His peace.
Then try to find what you are seeking. A minute or two every half hour with eyes closed if possible would be well spent on this today.
There is no will but God's, and so it is. So let's join together for another moment of silence, Mighty Companion. Let's take another good deep breath. There is no will but God's. So our pretense of a free will is to imagine that we could have a will separate from God's, and in the discovery that that's an impossibility, we return to sanity and join with the will of God. And so when we say, Father, thy will be done, we're really saying, Father, my will be done, or, you know, because there's just one mind. When we return to that connection, that our higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, has never experienced the separation. But until and when we transition from this concept of the ego mind world of form out of time, literally back into a joining of mind with our true self, we begin to know ourselves as that mind joined in that perfect will. That's the holy instant. That's the entire objective of the teaching of A Course in Miracles, is to help us to understand, to literally just rejoin with what is already our natural state of being, our natural state of awareness, and that's within our will. You know, we make the time, we make the devotion, we make the commitment, and we dedicate to it, and we begin to experience it. That's how it's done. That's how it's known, is by being it. There is no will but God's. There's no mind in reality but God's. And so our return home is to reconnect with what is true and real and always and forever, extending the creation of love.
It's funny, we teach that, you know, it's a binary system, and we say that because we're living in an experience of duality, but in truth it is a singular system. That is what a unified thought system means. We like to, in new thought, true thought, you know, New Age, those talk a lot about unity and oneness. And we say that, but then we walk around in our lives thinking about duality and otherness, and having, you know, cherishing the illusion of that freedom of choice. And we do have the freedom to choose, but there really is only one choice. And what this brings us is peace. What this brings us is the conflict subsides, and we find ourselves in peace. I have often, you know, the multiplicity of life, the diversity that we see is an otherness. It's expression of oneness. But when we get into that duality thought system and we believe in otherness and that we have choices, and we just rack our brains sometimes trying to make a decision, when in truth, all we need to do is just breathe and take that good deep breath and turn to the one mind. Turn to spirit and just allow the voice for God to guide. I like that there is a great peace in today's idea. And in this great peace, conflict then becomes impossible. And peace replaces the strange idea that we are torn by conflicting goals. There is a rhythm to these lessons. A thought is introduced, a true thought is introduced, a thought representing an aspect of the unified thought system. And each of these thoughts, when they get introduced, are wholly true. And then we always get to the point where this is true and nothing else is in this particular category. And that's where we're at again. Mm. You know, we're told to will light and to align that we really only, our motivation really is only God's will, because that's the will that brings us happiness and joy. And it's the one that alleviates or dissipates any sorrow and pain and sadness. And so, of course, we would want, you know, the former over the latter. And then we get to, okay, so there's your choice, but really there's only one will, and it's the will of God. And so I think that it should be a relief and joyous that we can release the internal conflict. I know for myself, I have had that internal conflict through so much of my life. And as I continue along staying the course and delving into this work, that conflict seems to dissipate for me. There's a binary system, and yet it's really a unified system. And that's the only choice that there is. I don't know if what I'm saying is making any sense.
It absolutely is. I was getting, while you're saying that the oneness is discovered in the diversity. You know, the sameness is discovered in the universe, diversity of creation. Mm-hmm. And then it came to me that we could replace the word will with the word creation. And we read that and say, okay, God's, you know, that there is no will but, or there is no creation but God's. Right? And so if we replace our idea of will, or even the word, with that definition and say, okay, my will and my creation, you know, I create this, or it is my desire to create. And it just seems to be that we can begin to see that if we are aligned with the will of God, with the creation of God, then we'd be creating as God, like God. There would be no, we can see it. I mean, in my mind right now, I'm saying there's no differentiation, how easy that is to make that transformation in meaning.
Yeah.
That closes a gap for me somehow in this discussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to create as God. God creates love. I want to create love rather than my separate creation would be something other than love. So clearly that wouldn't be serving the self or others.
Yeah. There's a wonderful little prayer in the 12-step program, the third step prayer, and it says, God, I offer myself to thee. I offer myself to you, God. I offer myself to God to will with me and to do with me as thou wilt. And so it's really an alignment with God's will. It's that surrender. But later on it says, relieve me of the bondage of self. Relieve me of the bondage of an aspect of mind that believes that it's separate. And all of the idle wishes and grievances that of a world that it makes of disaster and despair. Relieve me of that, you know, and that relief comes, the absence of conflict comes when I offer myself wholly to God. Do with me as you will. Mm-hmm. My will and your will is one. And herein lies my peace and my happiness. And so anytime that we're at peace and it speaks of peace, I always know for me that's, oh, I'm in the Christ mind in that moment. And anytime, you know, I see peace, it's code for me that then I am in that Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
And when I'm in that Christ consciousness, I absolutely know that my will and God's will is one.
Right. And that it's joyful.
Yes.
You know, you can know that when you'll know when you're reaching peace, because it's also a joyful knowing.
Right. So let's know today that our conflicts, anytime we have a sense of conflict and we offer it, there is no will but God's, I share it with God. My conflicts about, you know, this decision I have to make, my conflicts about this person, place, or thing cannot be real. It cannot be real.
If I'm feeling conflicted at all, it's because I am creating separately from God.
There is no conflict in God.
Right.
There is no conflict in the Christ consciousness.
So I just need to quit exercising my own free will, or what I think is my free will, and just align with creation of love. There's no conflict in it.
Right. There is no will but God's.
Beautiful.
And so it is.
It's simple but so profound, really, and deep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send